Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome to today's episode of the Lovely Travels podcast. Hello, my co-host, Darius.
Hello, Emma, and welcome everyone to this fantastic episode of the Lovely Travels podcast.
Okay, dancing around the point. Today, we're going to check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. Damn, I wanted to say that.
Because we're heading to the Czech Republic.
That's right. Ahoy, everyone.
And we have been, oh, yeah, that's how you say hi, isn't it?
It wasn't a nautical-themed reference I was making, was it?
No, but it's such a cool, I forgot that. That is very cool. This is why we do these episodes, so that I can remember what it was like to travel to places. So we are going back a bit in time. Darius, it was, probably 14 years ago, but almost 15. It was 2006 when I arrived into the Czech Republic and left in 2007 because I was there over New Year's.
Yeah, I did the same. I went by bus from Düsseldorf. Can't recommend it because there's other drunken idiots on the bus. And about 2 hours into like a 12-hour bus trip, I was soaked in beer.
Oh, not funny.
It's not funny.
Yes, that would not be a fun way. How long did it take? You went from Düsseldorf, yeah.
I think it's like a 12-hour bus drive in total.
Yeah, flight would be like, what, an hour?
Yeah, if that. Yeah. If that. Bus stopped and got people along the way and stuff as well.
So I went from London and I went for 6 days. I went with my gorgeous friend Bridie, who was actually on our South Africa episode. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun trip. And, yes, we wanted to have New Year's somewhere and had heard wonderful things about Czech Republic. And I thoroughly enjoyed Prague, where I spent most of the time.
I didn't enjoy it very much, which isn't Prague's fault. It is in part, but it was a series of...
What parts would you like to blame on Prague and what?
The hotel Doom.
Oh.
D-U-M. We stayed on the 17th floor and it was just like an old Soviet apartment block that turned into a hotel. And that elevator was probably one of the sketchiest elevators I've ever been on.
Well,
knowing my fear of mechanical things going up high places was just a nightmare.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been fun. I've just spent the last 15 minutes looking for, one, a photo of us in Prague, our only photo of us in Prague, which was quite a wonderful... I'm giving it away, damn it. And also the hostel that I stayed in. For some reason I had in my head it had sun in the title, so could not have been further from the truth. It's called Hostel Marabou or Marabou. Huh. Yeah.
Like a caribou?
Like... Marabou. The website looks lovely.
Like caribou.
It was very, very hostel-y. It was pretty basic. It looks like they've jazzed it up a bit. They've got a Thai thing on the wall now. I don't know what that's got to do with Czech Republic. But anyway. Oh, it's got red doors. I remember that. It's all coming back to me now. They had this downstairs area, though, where they would serve food. And it was €9, which is really cheap. I did find Prague to be very... affordable because it's in Eastern Europe and it was one of the cheaper places at the time to travel. And they would do this soup every night. So we'd get breakfast included and then they had every night they had this lentil soup and it was cold. It was December going to Jan, and so it was freezing. So it was very nice to have that. And when you're a young traveller, backpackery, any food, free food is appreciated.
That's good. A stark contrast to the pizza experience I had in Prague, which the pizza was below average, well below average. And they put, which I can't stand, they included the gratuity on the bill.
I hate that.
I'd ask them, call the police. This isn't right. And there was a standoff for about 20 minutes of me arguing.
Call the police?
Yeah. I argued with him for like 20 minutes in the restaurant while everyone else had their very average meals thoroughly ruined. And I didn't pay it. I ended up not paying. I paid for the pizzas, but not for the implied gratuity for the terrible service that we got.
I love it. Well done. Stand your ground, sir. Stand your ground. Yep. That is, okay. I'm starting to see why it wasn't your fave place in the world.
It's a terrible tourist trap. It's beautiful, but it's like,
oh, it's
there
so
are so
popular.
Many tourists. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was the main thing we wanted to do was like to go somewhere for New Year's, and so one of the draw cards for me was Czech Republic has the largest club in Eastern Europe. It's like this four-story nightclub, and it's right. It's just 50 meters from the eastern end of the Charles Bridge, or the Charles Bridge, we'd say in English, but on the bank of the Vltava River, and it was called the Karlovy Lužné, and they're saying pronounce Karlovy Lužné. I have to say, Czech. I'd been to lots of places, and Czech was the hardest language I'd ever experienced. Like seeing, you cannot, at other places you can kind of see a sign and go, I think it might say this, or I mean, not when the, sorry.
Yeah.
Hardest language with English letters, I'll say. Because you know, obviously if it's in symbols, then you can't understand it, but it was English letters, but it was like a word would be like K-Z-Y-N-C. You're like,
yeah.
How? And they're like, this is how you say it. And yeah, that was very hard. But I always try and say Ahoy was a good one.
Ahoy is a good one.
And did they say this similar to Dziękuję? Like it's similar to Dziękuję?
Probably. I think so.
Yeah. But for me, the food was exquisite. The city itself was stunning. The palace castle, which I have a photo sitting right here on my desk, was absolutely amazing. Remember, it's very like having been to a few, it's very typical European laid out city. Like the river runs through, bridges going over, there's the parliament area, there's the courtyardy area, then over the river is up the hill and there's the palace, cobbled streets and nice little, well, I had some nice food experience, little sort of dungeony like cafes, and I really love that Eastern European food. That really, and especially in winter, it's perfect. You know, it's like the red cabbage and the sort of canoodle-like things, like potato dumplings and soups and
pork, potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah,
well done. No, I agree. The food and the beer is second to none. And while I did have a few bad experiences on the trip, I think, with a different mindset, I'm sure I could have a great time as well. But you mentioned a couple of things. The Czech Republic is considered Eastern Europe, but Prague is further west than Vienna, which is the capital, and Austria is obviously Central Europe. So it's, it's right on the border of East meets West. And a lot of the architecture is there because it wasn't bombed in World War II, which makes for such an exciting old town and so many different, styles of architecture and stuff you can see it because it just didn't get the shit bombed out of it.
And it's like stepping back in time, like it Got that real, it's very classical, like there's like the opera hall and the museum, and they're all very sort of grand and very elegant. It was very neat. I thought it was quite very neat.
Well, they keep a tight leash on everyone because it is a popular, very popular tourist destination, and the Czech Republic and Prague, by extension, is one of the safest places to live, actually. On my little fact sheet, it says it's the Czech Republic is the seventh safest country to live in.
No way. That's awesome. And it is. It's such, like, I came from London, so I was living in London, and it was just such a popular place to go and visit. And, it's like, it feels exotic because it's Eastern Europe, and like, so the culture is very
It is
different,
different.
but it's still very European. So it's very easy to navigate the city. And, yes, very, very well struck for tourists. We did a river boat, and it was funny though, like the guys, it was like a Venetian style river boat, but it was like not the little Venetian boats, like the canal boats. It was like a big boat, but the guys were dressed like Venetian, and you're like, why? Anyway, very nice tour though, lovely way to see the city. We had a lot of time. I think my only like we had 6 days just in oh well no sorry we had 6 days in the city. We actually went for 1 day trip to Český Krumlov, which I had been told was like an absolute must, and it was phenomenal. But my, I guess, regret about that was we didn't stay overnight, and I'd heard that one of the reasons that Český Krumlov was so famous was that also, like, overnight, there's a couple of hostels there, and it's like the city just really comes to life. Everybody's out and, socializing together. And but the castle there, like, that is like going into this like medieval sort of area, the castle. And they had like a crazy king, and he like threw himself out a window and jumped off from the cliff. And as all castles have wonderful stories, but it was a really good day trip. We had a great guide, and it was lovely to get to see a bit more of the country. And well, there's another place I'd really love to get to. I've heard of it's the there's a church of skulls or something.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure I was yeah people have said that about Czech Republic. And so 6 days, I think, well, we had so 5 days in Prague. I think it's probably,
Too much.
yeah, 1 day too many. And I did
The
have,
city
and
is
I,
quite small.
yeah, it's so easy to get around. And it was nice to go to a museum and to be able to go and do that. But the other thing, and I love my friend Dealey, who I went with, but I think it was one of the times where I realized how much time I have alone. And I've talked about it before, like when I travel, I do like to just go and do a thing, and I think we just should have. And I do it now with the people I travel with. I always say, which at the opening of going together, it's like if we need time out, don't like no, neither of us would be offended, and you just go. And I'm sure it would have been fine, but we didn't have that conversation. So, and I didn't. It was just this day. I just felt kind of agitated with no reason. We were doing nice things. We were eating nice food. Like we were doing. Like it was all good. But I just realized, oh, I just need some time on my own. And when you're staying in a hostel too, like you're around people all the time too. So, had I just seriously gone, I just need an hour or two to walk in the opposite direction and sit in a cafe on my own, I would have been
Been
rejuvenated. So
fine.
it was a good learning for me. I was very young then.
So listeners,
Back when I was younger.
top tip, if you see Emma traveling, the best thing you can do is turn around and walk the other direction.
Yeah. And honestly, I try, like, I'll have a journal. I'll be like reading a book, all those tips that they say for like being on your own. I actually really like, and for how social I am, and you all know how much I talk, people, I actually do like time on my own. People are like, oh, she's on her own, I better go and talk to her. No, stay back. Or at least ask if I want to have a chat, or do you need some company? And I'll say, I'm actually okay.
Another top tip for Prague, and I guess Czech Republic in a whole, they'll have them. They have these like this like bread, sugary, cinnamony bread stuff that it rotates, and you get like a spirally sort of barrel shaped thing.
Like a
Just,
donut-y, a bit harder
yeah,
than a donut.
kind of harder than a donut. But I don't know, just a great mixture of consistencies and eatability. I spent quite a lot of money on them when I was in Prague. Another fun game to play. So on the Karls Bridge, they have all these statues of holy people, and being organized Europeans as we are, people queue up to touch them and say something, or whatever you do when you touch one of these statues. Skip the line and just walk past and touch the statue and see how the lion reacts. Not great is the answer, but it's pretty fun.
Okay, that'll be a, you know, choose your own adventure type tip.
Darius' Guide to Delinquency.
Yeah, but like the club that we went to, so we ended up going on New Year's and we had the most amazing time, but it was really funny. I was meant to meet up with one of our other guests who's been on here, Lee Foster from the PCT episode. So she was the trekker. We were going to catch up. So she was had been living in London, or traveling in London. So we were meant to meet up. She was with a few friends. We bought a ticket, and this we did have a mobile, but there was just this like mad kind of confusion about where to meet and times, and we just missed out. And we went, that's it, whatever. They'll have to lose their money. We have to go inside. We're not going to miss New Year. So we go inside this club. We're having our night, and it was an awesome night. We ended up like, I don't know, just two girls being silly. We ended up like on the with the DJ at the front of this giant room hanging out. I was like, well done us. But then we went to like go to another area. I went down these stairs and I'm like, Lee? And there's this girl like comforting another girl crying. And it's like, Lee! And we're like in this, the largest club in Europe, four stories, and we managed to bump into each other after trying to find each other all night outside. And so it was like, oh my God.
Wow.
And we'd talked about trying to leave the club because there was New Year's fireworks and we'd heard the Carlsbridge fireworks were amazing. And
yeah.
Just, you know, it's like having fun, we're drinking, we're like, oh, whatever, we're just going to have to miss it. And then the cool thing was, so then we were like, okay, well, let's actually meet up and hang out because we kind of didn't get to. So we met up with Lee and her friend the next night and we're walking along near that sort of main square near the bridge. And then fireworks just start to go off. And so actually in Prague, the fireworks are on New Year's Day. So we got to see the fireworks and we got to get crazy wild in the
Biggest club. Wow. I'm sure we saw fireworks New Year's Eve because we need to bring context to the story. Well, so that wasn't the only surprise meetup you had in Prague.
Yes. Would you like to do tell? Pray do tell.
So I'm sitting in McDonald's with my travel partner, and I think obviously, you know, we were young and didn't have much money, so of course you go to McDonald's. And
also, it was New Year's Day, and we were.
It was New Year's Day,
and you're hungover, and McDonald's is.
Yeah, so New Year's Day in Prague, in McDonald's, standing in line, I think. No, coming out. I can't remember. Were we coming out, or were we in there already? We were coming out of McDonald's, and this flash of bright red, followed by a hug. I thought, you know, maybe a rogue matador had maybe, you know, come to it to see me off. But no, it was Emma randomly in Prague.
And we couldn't believe it because we'd seen each other like only a month before or some. Oh, no, even sooner. A few weeks we had been in Köln at the Christmas markets.
Yeah.
And so we'd seen each other. And it was like, how did we not say, what are you doing for New Year's? Like, because we both planned it. And completely, and if we had have tried to meet up, it wouldn't have happened. But literally bumped into each, like I would have walked into you.
Yeah.
I was walking straight in, very dusty, very keen, something greasy, and there you were. And that's the cover photo for this episode. It's us outside the McDonald's. The McDonald's is not photographed. We decided to go something a bit more scenic. And, it was incredible. One of the coolest meetups ever. And I hope to write a travel book one day, and that will the Prague chapter will be there with the bumping into people. And they say someone everywhere, but, like, seriously. Like one of my dearest friends.
Yeah.
Crazy. And so now Darius has this thing, though, where he thinks wherever he is, I'm going to just pop up. It's been almost it's been like 14 years. I don't think it's happened again.
In Sydney at the airport, we were both there at the same time, but it wasn't a completely random meetup.
I think, how did we Didn't I post like I always do about being there? I don't know. But yeah, no, that was a, sorry, I lied. That was a pretty
good close. That was close.
It's not as wild though, like, because you were visiting Sydney and I'm from Sydney. So,
but, true, but still the chances of being at the airport at the same time.
Yes, you are right. So, where will we be next? There we go. Probably listeners, write in and tell us where in the world will Darius and I bump into each other next?
Maybe some sort of listener could organize a secret meeting for us. Like they plan for both of us and then.
Isn't that why you were there that time? You were there for the Jack Daniels thing, weren't you? That was that trip.
That was in Sydney. Yeah. That was Sydney. Yes. Must have been. Yeah. Must have been.
You were flying and you were like pretty stoked because you nearly got upgraded and then you didn't.
I did. Bastards didn't upgrade me.
Yeah, then you had to leg it for your flight. And I was like,
yeah.
I think I wanted to wave you goodbye. And I was like in the food court. Oh, no, you were going to wave me. You did. You went to the food court area to wave me goodbye because you had hours to go. So I went on the travelator by you and I was like, hee hee hee.
Yeah.
And
then
you messaged me like, I'm like chilling in the, you know, waiting area. And you were just like, I'm running for my plane. Oh, that wasn't a very relaxing airport experience.
Nothing worse than anyway. Prague. So New Year's Eve, I watched the fireworks over Prague from like there's like a mountain, not a mountain, a hill opposite the Dan on the other side of the Danube River, I guess with the side where the castle is. And we were watching the fireworks over the city from there, which was quite nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that would have been awesome. Okay, so maybe they had them every day. But it was very cool that they had them on New Year's
Day. Every day, dear listeners, every day there are fireworks in Prague.
Every day, forever, infinity. No, well, maybe around New Year's. But I do remember we went, I think, on New Year's Day and we really struggled. It really was, we thought there'd still be, like, atmosphere and it was like, surely there's heaps of people here for New Year's. But it was just New Year's Day is, like, a write-off. So just FYI.
Everything is closed as well.
Yeah. So that's probably why we're at Mathis too. Everything was closed.
Probably.
The only bar. And we're like, surely we're travelers. We want to go to a bar. And it's like that typical thing. No matter where you are, there's always an Irish bar. So we went to this Irish bar and I'm like, no, I want to go to like a local. It's like was local, but it was Irish themed as it was. And so we were there and it was very so nice. I remember telling someone, no me molestes, which means don't touch me in Spanish, and he didn't. So no. He was like, I'm guessing this will work. Like, woo, Spanish for the win. Anyway, that's a very vivid memory. It's like, just leave us alone. We just want to have a drink. We're hungover. I just want to be in a bar. Whatever. It was very, New Year's Day, apart from bumping into your dear friend at McDonald's, and spontaneously seeing fireworks, otherwise not a great day. Or maybe it was the second. I don't know. It got very quiet after New Year's the few days after. So I would probably go prior and then.
I don't think Prague is a city you need to go for New Year's.
Yeah, well, I've done the club now, so that was kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. So I highly rate that, and the club's still there. So, because we are talking about, 14 years ago. It's mental.
Back in the day.
Well, actually, it's probably 15 years because, no, I don't know. I'm not getting my maths off. It was 2006.
You're not getting your maths off.
No, that's right. 2006-7. So it's like nearly 16 years ago. Crazy. Anywho, one of the things I loved, we talked a little bit about the food before and the beer. The beer was, yes, awesome. But I loved the hot raspberries. They were a thing. You'd have like pancake type things with hot raspberries and like hot chocolate too. It was just, which was, I remember telling someone to have that, but then they went in summer and they're like, it's kind of too hot. And I was like, well, you're missing out because they're really good.
Yeah.
That was something I really remember. And that sugary donut thing, I actually had that in Budapest. So I think it was like the Czech stand or something. It was very much there. Typical thing. It was so delicious, but I'm just remembering is cabbage and soup and potato and meats, and I'm very happy with all of that.
It's
very good. Hearty and very
good winter food,
like your grandmother would, well, if your grandmother was
if you, like your Czech grandmother would make.
As I said, I really love the palace. I bought a gorgeous red beanie, and I treasure these photos because I had this gorgeous fluffy red beanie. And then on my bus to Chiskri Kromlov, I left my beanie on the bus. So
to Chiskri Kromlov.
I know, and my gorgeous red coat, I left that on a chair in Mexico 3 years later in the library. I'm just not meant to have red things, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah, I think I even went to buy another red hat, and then I was like, well, I can't justify that. yes. Any other tips for Prague or Czech Republic? I guess we've mostly been to Prague, and I've been to Český Krumlov, so we haven't seen as much of the country, but Prague would be the place that a lot of people have been to and seen.
Yeah. Well, Prague, be careful of like bad exchange rates and stuff like that. Like I said, it is very touristy, and a lot of the businesses thrive on people only visiting once. So just
what's
just
the currency there? Are they on the euro now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I guess so. Hang on. Why doesn't it tell me?
Google on air. Google on the
check currency.
Google on the podcast. Google.
Check Corona.
Yes, Corona. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. So they didn't have the euro.
No. So there's a lot of exchange scams in the city. So be careful, or just go to the ATM and withdraw it directly, because. Probably
I think
easier.
I did for that one, like, I think Thomas Travel, which I'm not sure if they exist anymore, but they used to do like a buyback thing. So I think I did for that. It was one of those times where I did do the exchange with that they would buy the currency back. Because, yeah, there's nothing you can do with it. Fun souvenir, but not if you got hundreds of dollars worth.
Yeah.
Now I want hot raspberries. Dang it. These episodes always make me hungry.
Try some absinthe. You can still get pretty good absinthe in the Czech Republic. The whirly bread, sugary bread stuff I've mentioned, the food Emma mentioned.
And what did you think of the time of year? Like I really quite like going in winter. I love rugging up, and I think that it can look really crisp and clear, but I know that you're not as big a fan of going to places in winter.
Well, look, I'm sure it would be very nice in spring or summer, because then, you know, it is quite green around Prague as well. So, or in the Czech Republic, I'm sure they have a lot of forests and stuff. So I really couldn't tell you, Emma. But
We were meant to go last year. We on our big honeymoon trip. Czech was one of the places we were going to go with. It was really cool. And I hope one day they'll do it. I don't know. Everybody's lives have gone in quite different directions since then, but we were meant to be going to a wedding in Slovakia, and then we were going to do a road trip to the hens and bucks were going to be in Budapest, and then we were going to go to Czech after Vienna and end up at Munich for Oktoberfest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it would have been lots of beer and lots of hearty food and lots of gorgeous architecture. And so one day I'll do that. I'd love to take Matthew, but we are definitely, Czech will have to wait a little while longer. Our plan is hopefully we come to Europe next year, and we would like to try new places. My chair is very squeaky.
Yeah, it's always squeaking.
So, yeah, we want to add more countries to this podcast, even though we've just had a look and we've still got many to get through. but I think we've ticked off Czech Republic for now. And
I have two more facts.
Sorry, wrapping us up prematurely.
The word robot came from a Czech writer.
There you go.
Called Karel Čapek. Soft contact lenses were also invented by a Czech scientist or chemist or something like that.
There you go. Well done.
Everyone who likes robots and contact lenses, maybe it's time to visit the Czech Republic.
I do also remember they had really gorgeous, a little bit creepy, but these wooden puppets. And I just thought, my mum loves all those little like sort of handicrafty type shops. And I was like, mum, you would just love this. And I'd want to buy her one, but they were quite expensive and also would probably break on the way back to Australia. So I was like, well, we'll just have to go and you'll have to see them with your own eyes. I'm going to take mum to Prague one day.
To buy creepy puppets.
There you go. Hashtag goals. Thank you for listening, everyone. We would love to hear about your experiences in Prague. Please jump into the Lovely Travels community and share. Mm-hmm. We'll also pop up some pictures on the Instagram, Lovely Travels. So feel free to comment back with your experience. And we also love getting some emails. How can they email us, Darius?
They could send an email to info@lovelytravels.com.
Absolutely.
I always feel like you're testing me when you ask, like, and where is the Instagram channel? What is the email?
Yeah, well, everyone's going to be on the same page. If in doubt, remember lovely travels.
Lovely travels with a double L in the lovely. yeah, rate, like, and subscribe and review and tell your friends, tell your mum. If she also likes creepy dolls, she can get all her premium creepy doll information right here.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed our very loose memory trip lane to Prague.
Yes. Great sentence, Emma.
Words are done. Goodbye for this week. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Already looking forward to the next one. We also have a rather extensive back catalogue for you to check out. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. That's @lovelytravels on Instagram.
Or you can come and check us out on Facebook, Lovely Travels. That's LoveLly. Or we would love for you to join our Facebook community with more than 500 members talking all things travel and adventure. That's the Lovely Travels community.
You can also visit our website, which is lovelytravels.com.
Or shoot us an email. We love hearing from our listeners. So please send us an email, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. info@lovelytravels.com.
And you can listen, review, subscribe, like, share, and promote our podcast in any shape, way, or form. We are on Spotify, iTunes, the internet, Google Podcasts, everywhere where you get podcasts, you will find us.
All good podcasting locations. So tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.